Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. As with any profession, there are those who excel, those who are average, and those who lag in their field. Financial planning is no different. To hold yourself out as a financial advisor, you just need to pass a couple of exams that only require about a month's worth of studying. Then you can be responsible for someone's life savings. How would you rate your financial advisor? Ashton Lawrence is a certified financial planner with DeHollander and Jantz Financial Group in Greenville, South Carolina, where he joins us now by phone. Ashton, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. Definitely glad to be here.
Let's just dive right into the why. With all of today's online resources, why do we need a financial advisor?
Sure. Well, I think a majority of people that are currently working with an advisor fall into one of three categories or a combination of the three. Either they don't have the knowledge and expertise to do it themselves, they don't have the time to do it themselves, and or they may not want to do it themselves. I think if you fall into one of those three categories, then you probably should consider working with a financial professional and then take the next steps to start looking for an advisor.
What are some of the things that one should look for in a financial advisor?
The financial service industry is pretty broad. Insurance agents are going to fall in that category as well as investment managers. The best way to proceed is to begin looking for someone that specializes in what you're trying to accomplish for your specific situation. And once someone's actually narrowed down their field of potential advisor candidates, I think they should interview each one, pick their brains, ask them a few questions, and get a feel for how that advisor may be able to assist them with their needs.
And so what are some of these questions we should ask as we are interviewing these prospective financial advisors?
Well, I think a good first question is probably, in what manner can you demonstrate that you act in my best interest, and are there any conflicts of interest that I should be aware of? I think this is kind of a roundabout asking if the advisor is fiduciary and asking them to provide proof of process that indicates they're acting as in a fiduciary capacity. An often overlooked subset of this fiduciary question is a succession plan. If something happens to that advisor, he or she retires, is someone else going to have that knowledge about your situation at the firm, or are you going to have to go somewhere else and find another advisor elsewhere? Another question that someone may want to ask is, what makes your client experience unique? This is essentially asking the advisor to sell you on why you should work with them versus the advisor down the street. Now, a good salesperson will be able to articulate their pitch on the spot. However, if you take this question one step further and ask for a sample or documented process, at least that means they would have to have something prepared already. And a good advisor may not be that great of a salesperson about selling themselves, but they should at least be able to provide you with a sample or some type of documentation on why they're different and how they execute on that.
And I guess, of course, asking how they make a living and how are they going to charge you for their services is pretty important.
Absolutely. Obviously, there's no such thing as a free meal. If you're going out for a service, obviously the person providing that service wants to be compensated. Financial advisors can charge fees in a variety of different ways, whether it's a percentage of your assets or if it's a flat fee, or it might just be some commissions on some products that you might need.
You know, over the past several years, we've had scandals, you know, where financial advisors have taken advantage of clients. Are there some questions you can ask of a prospective financial advisor that might alleviate this concern?
Sure. I think the probably most famous scandal that people probably think of when they're thinking of financial service scandals is the Bernie Madoff situation. He was essentially able to get away with what he did because he acted as his own custodian. You could ask that question of a financial advisor, is who is their custodian, making sure that there's some checks and balances in place that one won't be able to get away with what Bernie Madoff did. Now, obviously, there are going to be some other ways if someone really wants to scam people over. That can happen. But if they have those checks and balances in place, that should make it a little bit more difficult.
Is it important to know if a financial advisor has a specific investment or planning type of philosophy?
Absolutely, especially if you have your own unique style that you're looking for your investments to adhere to. I think you should ask an advisor, what's their investment philosophy, and do you track your managed allocations against the benchmark that you can actually share with somebody? There's really no right or wrong answer to the investment philosophy question. It's more so just trying to make sure that if you do have a specific style in mind, that the advisor is able to accommodate that and well-versed on what you're trying to achieve. And asking about the benchmark just allows you to see if the advisor is adding value from an investment management standpoint, or if you would be better off just using a broad benchmark on your own.
Well, Ashton, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you. I definitely appreciate it.
Ashton Lawrence is a certified financial planner with DeHollander and Jantz Financial Group in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.